Afternoons with Lisa Leong on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Hey, great to have your company. Now, Thomas Caldwell is here. He usually brings us a beautiful screen review. Hello, Thomas.
Good afternoon, Lisa. How are you?
Good. What do you do apart from watching good television? What do you do to make yourself feel that little bit better, Thomas?
Well, I was going to say I usually lose myself in the world of Doctor Who. That is my guilty pleasure, happy place. I don't write about it. I don't critique it. I don't analyse it. I just love watching the show, reading the books, listening to the audio dramas. It's my little cherished indulgence that I try to dedicate at least an hour of each day to.
Do you have to be mindful about not critiquing it? Because I know, when you're quite used to watching things with a certain mindset, it's quite hard to shift gears, but that doesn't happen with you?
Yeah, look, I've got opinions about what works and what doesn't work, but it's very much in, I don't care. I don't care if there are faults or there are problems. There's so much to offer. I just like to, lose myself in that world, and it's quite separate to my more cerebral stuff, I guess.
Yeah, well, this one is a really interesting one. So this review that you're doing is about hating Peter Tatchell. And I have to ask, who is Peter Tatchell?
Yes, he's not exactly a household name, is he? Especially for perhaps sort of my generation and younger. But you watch this documentary and you are bowled over by the essential work he has been doing since the 1960s in human rights campaigning, specifically LGBTIQA campaigning. He has done extraordinary work all around the world, raising awareness, changing homophobic hate laws, and educating people about things like AIDS in the 1980s when it really was an absolute crisis. He is this remarkable man who was born in Melbourne. He grew up in a very religious family. He had an abusive stepfather, and he became politically engaged in high school. He was very inspired by what he was seeing in America, what the Black Civil Rights Movement was doing. He was involved in anti-Vietnam War protests, and then when he relocated to London, fully embraced and was open about his sexuality, he became involved in the Gay Liberation Front, which this was in the era where being gay was still a criminalised offence. And from that, he sort of has not stopped working since, challenging power, advocating for direct action to enact social change.
Yep.
And he has put his life and body on the line in so many times.
Why hating, though, Thomas?
Well, he has advocated for issues that weren't always very popular. And also he has used tactics that at times have drawn a lot of criticism, including from some of his own supporters. Well, he did things like he disrupted the Easter sermon led by the Archbishop of Canterbury in 1998. So this is a very important religious event and moment. He did a protest there to critique the church's stance on homosexuality. He used outing closeted public figures as a major strategy. So, and again, this happened a lot in the 90s. So a lot of gay, mainly men, but also women who had kept their sexual lives private, he would publicly expose them for actually being gay. And this was highly controversial, but it is debated in the film about why he felt that was important and necessary. To him, it was addressing hypocrisy when these figures were publicly campaigning against gay rights, but living this lifestyle secretly. So, he hasn't had an easy time. But what is remarkable about this film is even people who will describe him as, and the words used in this film against him are egotistical, bullying, self-righteous. People
and that's his friends.
And that's his friends,
right.
People have this incredible admiration for him. Most surprisingly, George Carey, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury, who had his sermon sort of very aggressively disrupted, also sort of praises Peter as being a force of good in the world.
Now, how's this doco structured?
It's lovely. It is, rather than that traditional question and answer format, it's a conversation with Sir Ian McKellen, the beloved actor you know, he's Gandalf from the X-Men films, as well as many other things.
I think he's playing himself, though, for this, isn't he?
It's just himself. I mean, right. McKellen has been a gay rights activist himself ever since he publicly came out. And it's just really lovely sit-down chat. And McKellen sort of talks Tatchell through his childhood and adolescence and then into his adult years. And you just get the sense that McKellen really admires this man, really likes him, but also has some probing questions himself. He wants to get to the bottom of how Tatchell justified some of his actions as well. So there's a lovely, respectful meeting of the minds that is the foundation for this film, which I think really works.
And did you like it, Thomas?
Enormously. I mean, look, I think it's a fairly straightforward documentary, but if nothing else, it gives you a really great overview of the work LGBTIQA activists have done over the past 5 decades. And it brings you, I'm now aware of who Peter Tatchell is, and he is a hero, and he puts his life on the line. I mean, there's some really distressing moments in this film where you see some of the violence inflicted on him in broad daylight on camera, and it hasn't stopped his resolve. And the film even ends on this wonderful note, letting us know what he's going to do for next year.
And it's on Netflix, isn't it, Thomas?
It appeared on Netflix about a week ago from today. So,
right.
Yeah, it's available
out
to everybody.
Now. Thank you so much. Thomas Caldwell there, our film critic and programmer. And that is Hating Peter Caldwell on Netflix. And you can get it available now.